Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, Clubbers.
I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
We were due to go on the Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and we went into tier four at midnight on the Saturday night.
Best
I
timing
swear,
ever.
Lauren called up Boris Johnson and cried down the phone and wept like a fucking baby and said, please stick us in another tier, make up a tier, do what you need to do because I can't do this.
Yeah, Saeed was like, yeah, we'll see you 8 a.m. Sunday morning. And at 8 a.m. Sunday morning, I was still in bed.
Yeah. So we wanted to bring a physical practice to January because most people want to get fitter or they want to work off what they've eaten over Christmas. And most people just want to move generally more in January, don't they? So we definitely wanted to bring a physical practice here. And that is when you came up with Couch to 5K.
Yes, I did.
Is that a fair assessment?
That is a totally fair assessment. I said it to you and then as I said it to you, I said, I know I'm going to regret saying this to you, but I think we should do Couch to 5K. And you were like, yes.
I have a client that says, I opened my mouth and words fell out. I love yes. that. And that's basically what
it
happened.
It was exactly that. It was exactly that. Tell me how you were feeling going into this, because, you know, fitness is your life.
Fitness is my life, but I don't run.
Okay.
I've never been a runner. I ran when I was 23 or 24. I started training for a marathon and I wasn't into fitness back then at all. I got into fitness as I became a mum. And I couldn't complete the marathon. I think I got up to something like 13 miles. I hated all of it.
Jesus.
And then I started getting very bad migraines. Yes. And right. I've had migraines since. They're much more manageable these days, but I go through bouts of when they're horrendous and when they're not. But it all started from this training. From the running. So I have convinced myself that I am not a runner and I cannot run. And anytime I will run, I will get a migraine. This is a belief that I have held for 20
wow.
years.
I've never heard anyone relate migraines to running before.
Oh, because I was training for the marathon and then I got terrible, terrible migraines and I'd never had even a headache. So it was all to do with my back and my neck and the impact of the running.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so that's been my belief. So when you suggested Couch right. 5K, yes, I'm fit. Yes, I train 5 days a week, but I don't yeah. run. And you're only fit and strong in what you practice. So I was quite nervous. No, nervous is wrong. I was hesitant and I really didn't think I would be able to do it. That's how I felt going into it. What about you?
Dreading it, even though I do admit it was my idea, dreading it. And also, this is not the first time that I have done this. This is, in fact, the third time. The first time I did it, the first time I did it, it was a post-Panettone post-Christmas issue, as in my stomach looked like the three family-sized panettones I had consumed. So I think I've told you this before. I sent a photo of my stomach to my friend and she was like, yeah, you need to deal with that shit now. So I started Couch 5K, roped my friend into it, who wanted to kill me, and then got about to week seven, got a really bad neck, really bad, ended up at the osteopath who said, are you doing anything new? And I said, yeah, I'm doing Couch 5K. She went, yeah, stop that shit now because it's destroying your neck. I've honestly never been so happy to be told that. So I quit and my friend carried on and that really wound me up. Then I tried it again a year later. I literally think I did two runs. I was like, no, I remember this now. I hate it. It makes me cry. Yeah. So this is the third, this is the third attempt.
What do you hate about it? What do you hate?
The running. I hate running.
No, but like, I also hate running. And it's because I find it boring. I find it monotonous. I find it, it mentally challenges me because I have to keep myself going when it's, I mean, I don't understand the people that run on a treadmill. Like, I don't get that. You're not fucking going anywhere. How can you stand there running on a treadmill and just staying in the same place? That to me is just insanity.
I find that quite appealing. I feel like I could watch at least one episode of Real Housewives and sort of run and watch. I don't find it boring. It's the exertion. It's the fact that, oh my God, my legs hurt and I might die. That's what I don't like.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll get on to that because I'm sure there'll be more discussion about that. So, I'd never tried it before. So this is your third attempt.
Third attempt. Never finished it yet.
Okay. Well, come on. I'm desperate to know how you got on. We have not discussed it at all. The only thing that we have discussed, which I would like to mention, am I allowed to mention the text message that you sent me?
I can't remember, but go for it. Yeah.
You sent me out of the blue. You said, I just need to know. It sounded aggressive. I'm not sure it had an aggressive tone, but I just imagined you were saying it in a bit of a mood. Yeah. You said, I just need to know where you are up to on the app and which week you're doing, because if you're going to tell me that you've nearly completed it, I just want to cry and give up now. I mean, you'd created a whole story in your head about what I was doing with this running to then allow yourself to sort of jack it in.
And didn't I also say, like, are you having a rest day or are you running every day? Because you said you're running every day with Adam. And if you're running every day, then you're not doing it like the app says, because they say you have to take a rest day. And you were like, I'm not talking to you about it now. We'll talk about it on the podcast. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't even know
the
answer.
I also said, no, because I wasn't, I thought
I'm not engaging with her. She's mad.
I mean, that is just, I'm not going anywhere near that. Not touching it with a barge pole. I also said, we had very different starting points.
Yeah.
I said, don't compare yourself to me. I'm not going to compare myself to you. We're coming from very different places. And that kind of got your goat back. Your back up as well, didn't
it? Yeah, but you,
sorry.
You don't want to be comparing yourself to me. I'm the couch. You're the 5K. Let me compare my fitness to Lauren.
If you're going to compare yourself to a couch, you're like
a high-end,
quality, Italian-made, bespoke couch.
I don't want to be in the DFS sale, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You're not in the DFS sale. What's that beautiful shop?
Rochebeauvoir.
On the Finchley Road.
Rochebeauvoir.
That's the one. You're from there.
Okay, I'll totally take that.
So come on.
I'm going to tell you my week, but I just want to ask you, it's not about the running, but who did you choose as your coach? So you have a celebrity coach and you can choose from five. So I want to know, who did you choose?
It was absolutely hands down Sanjeev. Oh my God, that man's voice.
Okay, interesting.
That man's voice. And you?
I chose Michael Johnson on instinct. He's so encouraging. It's like, you're doing a great job.
I loved that when they said, all of a sudden you're like running and they said, you're doing great. I'm like, oh, just Sanjeev.
I literally, I talk to him and he goes like, keep going. You've just got 1 minute more. You're doing great. And I literally go, thank you, Michael. Oh, thanks, Michael.
It's bloody brilliant. But it's absolutely brilliant.
But I did, I'm so square that I went on the app and I actually took the quiz, who is the right coach for you? And you have to answer questions like, of these programs, which would you watch? Bake Off, Antiques Roadshow. And you have to answer these random questions about things you like. And Michael Johnson came out as the right coach for me. So I felt doubly blessed that I had picked him.
I can't believe you took the quiz. Like, you don't trust your own judgment enough to just pick a voice that you like. I don't understand who chooses Sarah Milligan.
I like
Sarah Milligan.
My friend who completed it.
And I really like, I love her work and I think she's hilarious and she really makes me chuckle, but I don't need her in my ears when I'm running.
So Kate, our therapist from the podcast the other week, she chose Sarah Milligan as her coach to 5K coach and she completed it. She said she just loved her sort of lighthearted banter.
Oh, Sanjeev has got the sexiest voice. That was all I needed.
I find Michael quite sexy, but also encouraging and firm. And I need that.
And I felt like he smelt nice.
Oh.
He definitely smells nice. And it was as if he had a voice like velvet.
You've really gone somewhere. Lovely. I was not thinking about Michael Johnson's smell. No, just more the voice.
No, he smelled. Oh, listen. We had a lot of time alone together, me and him.
Mm. Me and Michael too, but I sort of felt like he was running alongside me, gently shoving me. Come on, you lazy fat bitch. Come on, shove. That's how I felt.